Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 1, verse 22. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Listening to God's word is clearly a very good thing to do, but it isn't enough. Anyone can listen to the Bible, a sermon, or a Christian podcast, but the mere process of listening doesn't change anything. What matters is that our listening then affects the way in which we live. My college principal once said that studying the Bible without asking the question, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" was a blasphemy. That's strong language. But he was trying to explain that if we're not looking to turn God's word into action, then we're taking God's name too lightly. I'm really grateful that when I was asked to write these daily devotionals, I was asked to provide a reflective question at the end. It's often very demanding to compose that question, but I'm so grateful for that discipline. There really is no point in us looking at the Bible unless we are asking deep questions about the way in which it's going to affect our lives. I don't apologize for this, but I'm conscious that my questions are sometimes painful and difficult to answer. This means we need to spend time with the Lord, working out the implications of his teaching. James was concerned that his readers shouldn't fool themselves into thinking that they were followers of Jesus if they weren't. It's perfectly possible for people to be part of a church community and involved in all of its activities without having committed their lives to Christ. To paraphrase James, he was saying, look hard at yourself and make sure that you aren't merely going along with the crowd, but applying Christian teaching to every aspect of your life. Jesus made exactly the same point when he said in the Sermon on the Mount, not everyone who calls to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Nothing can take the place of knowing Jesus personally and living in obedience to him. So here's the question. What do you do to make sure you turn God's word into action in your own life? Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that your word always brings life. Help us to apply it deeply to every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.